In Tennessee, the Democratic governor is in the process of throwing 323,000 residents off TennCare. That's the state's Medicaid program for the poor. Phil Bredesen is a rising star in the Democratic Party, and he came to Washington today to explain his vision for Medicaid. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, Bredesen got something of an unexpected welcome.
It's not easy being governor. That's the message Phil Bredesen brought to the National Press Club this morning. In Tennessee, which has no income tax, Bredesen came to office with a Medicaid program that had been dramatically expanded by his predecessors and no way to pay for it.
What we have has become unsustainable, and I'm going through the very painful, I assure you, process right now of trimming it back to something that we can afford.
Bredesen says he's boxed in. The program tries to cover too many people, and previous governors agreed in court not to charge poor people for a portion of their care. He likened it to sending someone shopping at a free grocery store.
Everything on the shelves is available, as much as you want. Nothing's off limits. When you come to the checkout counter, you're rung up. You never see the amounts. You never see the total. Your wallet stays in your pocket. The bill is sent to the government and is never heard from again. You'd spend a lot more on groceries than you do today. But this is exactly the way our health care system, our Medicaid system, works.
In addition to eliminating Medicaid coverage entirely for more than 300,000 people, Bredesen's plan for TennCare includes cutting benefits dramatically for those who remain. He says the program will remain well above the national average.
We're not moving back to some bare bones. Nobody can be on the program.
But that comes as cold comfort to those who've been notified they'll likely lose their coverage. Several were brought to Washington by advocacy groups to challenge Bredesen in person. Lori Griffin, for example, lives in Morristown, Tennessee, and cares full-time for her terminally ill husband. They live on just over $1,000 a month, $10 too much to qualify under the new rules.
We spend most of that money going back and forth to doctors to keep out of the hospitals so we don't run the bill up on the TennCare.
Griffin was recently diagnosed with cancer herself, but her treatment has been delayed until her insurance situation is clarified.
They give me one little round of chemo, a pill, and then stopped it and said, we have to wait till your TennCare becomes available again.
Griffin says there's little doubt what will happen if she loses her coverage.
I'll die. There's no other way. I have no income. We have no house, no car, no bank account. We have nothing to sell. So there's no other options.
Bredesen's office in Tennessee is currently being occupied by a group of disabled residents protesting the loss of home care that will force them into institutions. In Washington, he tried to make the best of an uncomfortable situation.
Apparently, we were concerned that we wouldn't have enough people here in the room, so we brought a lot of Tennesseans with us, I guess.
The governor also said he's confident that those evicted from the program will find care somewhere. Others aren't so sure. Gordon Bonnieman heads the Tennessee Justice Center. He's filed many of the lawsuits Bredesen says are tying his hands. Bonnieman says the cutbacks and the loss of nearly $2 billion in federal matching funds will have a ripple effect on the state's entire health care system.
The Hospital Association has predicted that 20 primarily rural hospitals will fold. We're looking at the effect on some rural communities of losing the largest employer when their hospital closes, the doctors move away because there's no place for them to practice. We're talking about really in some pockets of the state that are poor and that are very dependent upon TennCare. We're looking at profound, irreversible social change.
Bredesen's actions are being watched closely not only in Washington but by other governors. With health care costs continuing to rise, many fear they will soon be faced with equally difficult decisions. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.